Yes, thank you, I said, trying to keep my voice calm. As I stepped into the warm car, I noticed his tan jacket was slung over the headrest of the passenger seat. The door closed behind me, and sooner than should be possible, he was sitting next to me starting the car. I brought the jacket for you. I didn't want you to get sick or something. His voice was guarded. I noticed that he wore no jacket himself, just a light gray knit V-neck shirt with long sleeves. Again, the fabric clung to his perfectly muscled chest. It was a colossal tribute to his face that it kept my eyes away from his body. I'm not quite that delicate, I said, but I pulled the jacket onto my lap, pushing my arms through the two long sleeves, curious to see if the scent could possibly be as good as I remembered. It was better. Aren't you? He contradicted in a voice so low, I wasn't sure if he meant for me to hear. We drove through the fog-shrouded streets, always too fast, feeling awkward. I was, at least. Last night all the walls were down. Almost all. I didn't know if we were still being as candid today. It left me tongue-tied. I waited for him to speak. He turned to smirk at me. What, no 20 questions today? Do my questions bother you? I asked, relieved. Not as much as your reactions do. He looked like he was joking, but I couldn't be sure. I frowned. Do I react badly?